Talking here today with IKEA Manninghead football coach Corey McCarville as they get ready to head down to Riverside on Friday night for a week number four matchup. Wolves sitting 2-1 on the year. Riverside coming in at 1-2. And coach, as always, it's good to catch up with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's great.
You bet, coach. You guys coming off your first loss of the season last week, a tight 7-point loss to Panorama, a game that kind of went back and forth. What have you taken away from your club here through these first 3 weeks, and what did you learn this last week?
Well, I thought offensively we did a nice job. You know, we scored 33 points. Most time in a high school game, if you score 33 points, you're going to win or you're going to be right there, and we were. We had some miscues on defense, and we've identified those, and we're working to rectify some of the miscues that we had on defense. And I like the way that our guys have competed, and I like the way that they've kind of banded together. And, there's a lot of positive things that we see from our football team, and obviously there's some things that we need to continue to get better at.
Coach, I mentioned Riverside coming in at 1-2. They're two losses, though, to two ranked teams in HST of Okawalnut, and then they push South Central Calhoun, who's in your district, on the road last Friday. How good is this team?
They're really good. I think Coach Frayne and his staff have done a great job. They have a tremendous quarterback. The Jefferson kid is outstanding. The running back kid that they have, the Gordon kid, is really, really good. They have a couple offensive linemen that I've been really impressed with. The Bell kid is a really good lineman. They run, kind of that spread look, and they're really good at doing it. And they get a lot of running lanes for everybody to get going through, and they have, three really good receivers. They're a challenge. They're a good football team.
You mentioned that they run a spread look. Is that really kind of the difference between you two teams? Because I look at the numbers, and you guys both throw it fairly well. You throw it about the same amount of times per game. You both like to run. You both run it well and have about the same amount of attempts and same amount of yards this year. So when you look just at stats, you look like eerily similar teams. But is that kind of the difference, how you guys go about doing things?
Well, I just think it's just a philosophy difference. I mean, we've always kind of been a wing tee, double wing type team, and they've been traditionally a little bit more of a spread team. And it's all the same. A lot of the concepts are the same, but I do know that the running back and the quarterback are, they're not the biggest kids in weight, but they are very, very fast and very, very athletic, and they want to use space to their advantage. And I think one of the keys of the game is going to try to keep them hemmed in and not giving them a lot of lanes and not letting them get in space.
Are most of their run plays then trying to get to the outside?
Yes and no. They run a lot of what we call buck, where there's two guards, there's a kick out and a lead through. They run a lot of buck plays. So if they get it, they can get outside, great. Otherwise, they'll cut it up. But they really want to attack C gap on defense. They really want to get to the outside on sprint outs with the quarterback. Those are things that we got to try to stop.
I noticed the Jefferson kid, their quarterback, 18 carries, who hasn't carried a ton, about 6 times a game. Are those called runs, or is he more dangerous when it's a passing play and the kind of the pocket breaks down around him?
Well, he's dangerous wherever he's on the field. I know against South Central Calhoun, they moved him around. He wasn't always a quarterback. They'd move him to a wide receiver and throw it to him a couple times. They put him in the slot and try to go jet sweep with him. They'll do a little bit of option with him. He's probably one of the better players in our district from an offensive perspective. So we really got to know where he is.
How do they use their pass game?
They do a variety of different things. They do a lot of sprint outs, a lot of flood concepts. They'll do some snag concepts. So, they do a variety of different things. And, he's really accurate, and he throws the ball with some good velocities. He's pretty talented.
How does your defense match up? You said last week you made some miscues defensively. How's the defense match up, and do you feel like you've gotten over those miscues from last week?
Well, hopefully we've figured it out. I thought we were really passive last week. We had guys that were misaligned. We had guys that didn't attack. We always kind of wanted to attack things downhill, and we didn't do that. So those are the things that we're trying to address, and hopefully we're not going to be as passive this week.
Don't always talk about guys up front, but Nolan Kirkhoff right now leading you guys in tackles with 21 on the year. What's he done so well defensively?
Well, he's tackled well. He's read guards pretty well for the most part, and he's tackled well. And he's kind of been a mainstay on defense, and he's been a really good football player for us for 3 years now. So hopefully he continues his solid play.
As we mentioned, you guys pretty balanced offensively. Ben's thrown for about 427 yards this year. You guys have run for 478 with Ben Langle kind of leading the way there. I know you guys want to run first and then throw when you need to and kind of throw to take some pressure off the run game. But what do you anticipate Riverside doing defensively?
They're going to run their 4-4 sets. They're going to have the outside linebackers play a little bit wider. I think they're gonna press the line of scrimmage and try to stunt a little bit more, to try to take away some of our inside run plays. I think they're gonna key on Ross Kuzel because I think Ross has had a really nice year at receiver. Yep. And we're gonna need some other guys to step up and catch some balls and have some big runs for us.
And it seemed like last week you had some other guys step up. I know Davis Rasmussen had a nice gain. Lane Sams came up with some big one. You got three receivers all in double digits with catches so far this year. So that sounds like you've got some good weapons to be able to use if they're trying to take Ross away.
Yeah, we've been able to have a variety of different people step up, and where there's a variety of schemes that we can run, and we feel comfortable running all of those. Yeah, Lane had a nice offensive game last week. I know he caught. I think he caught two touchdowns and ran for another, so he had a really nice game. Davis Rasmussen is really kind of taking steps forward as a running back. I mean, he's just a sophomore, and so he was kind of learning on the fly a little bit, and he's kind of settling in a little bit. And I still feel Justin Sigabart, he can catch some balls as well. So, we got a variety of guys we can throw it to.
Coach, who's playing well for you up front on the offensive line?
I think Nolan Kirkhoff, we made mention of him on defense. I think he's doing a nice job. I think Jay Starman at left tackle, too. I mean, he's another one that he played last year because we needed him to, but now he's kind of starting to settle in, and, he's really starting to get some push. So I think those two guys are the two main ones that I've been really pleased with the progress that they've made.
Well, Coach, this is going to be a fun one, the district season getting into full swing now. Wish you the best of luck, and we appreciate you joining us. I know the guys will look forward to catching up with you on Friday night.
Thank you.
You bet. Head coach Corey McCarville again with the IKM Manning Wolves. Again, they take on Riverside coming up on Friday night.